This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Colorado legislature passed two bills yesterday meant to ensure Coloradans can continue accessing certain safety net programs. One of the bills, which requires voter approval, would boost state funding for food assistance. The other would help Medicaid patients continue to use Planned Parenthood services. The bills are in response to the law passed by congressional Republicans that rolls back support for food aid and that bars Planned Parenthood patients from receiving federal Medicaid reimbursements. Also, in response to federal changes, Colorado lawmakers are moving forward with an effort to boost the finances of the state's insurance marketplace. The federal tax bill passed by Republicans in D.C. failed to renew tax credits that help many people afford health insurance. Already, two insurance companies have said they plan to drop coverage in a number of Colorado counties. Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway says that could change if Congress would extend those tax credits.
At the end of the day, we need our elected leaders to step up here. We need our elected leaders to step up to help Coloradans.
However, congressional action is unlikely, so Colorado lawmakers want to borrow money to try to somewhat offset the coming spike in insurance premiums. The Colorado State Fair is now underway in Pueblo. 4-H competitors are there showing their sheep, pigs, cattle, and other farm animals. Among them is 16-year-old Jadalyn Frazier of Fort Lupton, who's competing in the ranch horse events. She says it's both her and her horse's favorite division.
Just getting to see how excited and how into it he gets, especially on the ranch days.
The state fair runs through Labor Day. This is CPR News and KRCC.